Gretchen Whitmer criticizes Republican election reforms with Fauci pillow. By Nate Church on April 2, 2021. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer criticized Republican election reform efforts in a video interview with a special cameo. The face of Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, and chief medical advisor to the president, appeared in a March video interview with Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Whitmer spoke to MSNBC regarding Republican election reforms being pushed across the country, most notably in Georgia. On the far left, a pillow featuring the smiling face of Dr. Fauci is sitting on a shelf behind her. "We just came through a historic, free, fair, full election. There was not fraud the way that this big lie perpetuated and fed into people's anxieties and inspired the unthinkable on January 6," Whitmer told MSNBC, continuing. "But, the fact of the matter is, this is a solution in search of a problem and it is unacceptable, and so, if and when those bills get to my desk and they're aiming to make it harder for people to vote, they will get vetoed." And while Whitmer's statements failed to garner special attention, the pillow sighting has proven popular. "Kill me," conservative commentator and media consultant Caleb Hull tweeted, alongside pictures highlighting pillow Fauci. "Unfortunately, this is not a joke," author and filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza said Thursday afternoon. Governor Whitmer has an Anthony Fauci pillow in her office. Governor Whitmer has been seeing a lot of airtime in recent days, even in absence of unusual decor. Public support for her leadership has fallen in the wake of multiple scandals, including the sudden resignation of Health and Human Services Director Robert Gordon, who reportedly signed an agreement to never disclose details of his work regarding business shutdowns and nursing home policies. On Monday, in an interview with Bridge Magazine, Whitmer complained of sexism in the Michigan state capitol, saying it is really depressing, honestly. State Senator Lana Thace disagreed. "As with anything in life, context is key. The governor's comment was political," Thace told Breitbart News. "She's name-calling to fit a political narrative, painting herself as the victim to excuse her lack of interaction with the legislature from the very beginning."